We should start with Mari. Welcome to the Sugya of Schita. And we know there are two types of different Schitas over here. The Schita of Tosh or Paris. And the Schita Negeta, cleaning out the bag of Malabim. The question is, Negeta Begadim itself, there are two different types of Schitas. Also Malabim and the Sugya of Tosh. So, we already went to Mishin Chof and Sefer Ches. But the Sugya of Meschaisa and Zaisa, there are two Malchim among the Rishayim. The Rambam brings down the idea of schita only by Malabim. There is no schita by the sugya of Mafar Kavdosh. Explains the Echlekal, because we have a klal Ein Disha El Bilakarko, like Moran Daf Ayin Hay. And that means that it has to be grown inside of it. But since the wood is not grown inside of Beged, there's no sugya of Dosh, only Malabim. Asad Hasheni, Roy Rishonim, Taisik Shubas Nafov, Moran Shabbos, and Daf Kofir Aleph. Come along and say the two different types of schita. The schita, when you want the water, that'll be under the category of malabing, the gate of sugar of a beggar. The schita, you want the perish, be nichel the sugar of disha, of mafarik, when you want the liquid over here. Now, the gate of sugar of schita, they want to use the wood over here, mafarik dosh. We already did that to Shimon Shinchos of Yukhas. That's the sugar of baby wipes. Put that to the side. We're focused now on the sugar of schita and the gate of the idea of malabing. We mentioned last Chavura, we really have to answer four questions, and we have the whole entire sugar of schita. The last question is, what is the emsoi, what is the liquid we're coming to use over here, negate to the sugya of malabim? Now, it's brought down by kits over here, it's more in siman shin yates of yod, more in siman shin chav of yud ches, and more in siman shin lam dalad and sifchav dalad. That means three other comments, Mechava talks about a little bit more than what it says over here. What comes out by kitzer, there'll be ikka, three different sheets over here, negate to what emsoi we're using. That means we have a sugya again on ksubas davov by besachais and zaiso. Over there discussing, when you have this barrel, has beer inside shecher, you have the shmata outside, you want to stick it inside the spout. And the question over here is, what exactly is the iser of the beer coming out of the shmata? So come along, there's one malach in Tosfos over there, the Rishito. He says, Avado, there's the idea of schito, that's nichel suga malabim all mashko. Water or beer or wine is nichel suga malabim. Except you won't have a gzeira or shamiyaschot. Therefore, to put the shmat inside with a psikrachus osir, schito, malabim. However, there's no gzera because it's best not good for the beged. He says, true, there's a little bit amount of a knot of it. Therefore, there's iser of malabim. But we're not having any gzera over there. Says the Makkah Mishnah, that's also the das of the Rambam. The fact that only Tommy brings down the idea of musachais and zaiso by the sugya malabim, they point out, and the way they explain, is that all mashkin, avada, it's a catalyst and a cleansing process for the beged. And might also leave behind a stain, maybe a smell, but the ikker cleans out the dirt, takes away the mud, and therefore there's a mile to all mashkin negate the sugya malabim. One malach. The second malach, coming with Tam and Taisus and disagrees. The circle safe. No one over here is going to squeeze it out and clean it, you left behind, with the stain, the smell over here. And therefore he says that issa of malabim is only by mine. And that's how Rebbe Shem go, the Rashba, the Smag, the Balmo, the Rekech, and others. This is dafka by sugya mine. And Batsim, if you read the Mechaber, by the Sugya of Boyer, by the Shmeris, and Simon Shinya Tess of Yud, and by the Sugya of Deleiko, and Simon Shinla Medalat, Simcha of Dalad, says the Mechaber over there very clearly, Maim is also Mishum Libon, Yain Mishah Mashkin Mutter. That means the Mechaber is passing this Shita that all Mashkin has no Sugya of Libon, only Maim has a Sugya of Malabim. Outside of Shlishi, there's Ramban, and the Sugya in the Shabbos Tafka Vidalup, and the Ram seems to go this way, they tie up the Sugya of cleansing is water and also wine. Wine seems to have the idea of a catalyst, a cleansing process that gum might leave behind the smell, but cleans it. The way that Taz explains in Simon Shinchof, brought down by the Bialoch over there on Sif Yud Ches, that we say wine, we mean white wine. Lavan, yain lavan. Therefore, it might have a smell, but if there's no stain left behind, and it cleans it, therefore there's a mile to it. So again, the get of Malabin of Schito, what is the emsoi? Three shitas. With those explain the Rambam, three shitas or mashkin. We have Rabbi Tam, Roy Rishon say dafka water. And we have the Ramban shita that say wine, which they want to say means white wine. Alokha Baiso, Avada Maim is also. It seems to be by white wine, those one bring down, the Alokha seem to always be chushis the sugar of white wine. Our other mashkin, red wine and beer, regular place seem to be mekel, negate the sugar of deraiso. Therefore, it's not deraiso, there's no xer over there. However, the Achronim speak out clearly. That's negar to either making a gazero or the idea over here of saying it's the raiso. But to go over to a beged and to squeeze out the beer that's inside,
Avad is Dindu Rabban over here. Avad is Kidu Meister, but you die in Mesrito. That Avad would come up to us over here. Give for example, you have a spill on the floor. You want to clean it up, it's beer. Or even a dry shmata. Can you come along with a wet shmata, dry shmata, clean up a spill? Says Mechav by us. Since you have a problem cleaning it up, and they might do an act of squeezing over here, you're dying. Therefore, you have an isser over here, any type of mashka to go clean up on Shabbos. Says the Mishabuah, but let's say you're not machbid to squeeze it afterwards, or to dry towels enough to clean up the spill over here, that's not a problem over here. There's no gzera eschito. I have no mila, I have no interest in cleaning it, squeeze it out. Therefore, to clean up a spill of a beer that will lead to a situation of schita for sure, that's also. The whole question over here is when is it going to be derisa? So that's the three shitas. When is the gzera? That's the three shitas. Now, to get to schita, to understand the levels over here, you have to realize there are different shlavim neged to what chosh what is schita. And the starting point is really the sugya of kufchav chesav beis by Cyrus. That means Gemara over there speaks out. By the case of there of an isha, there's a chayla, one being shemen to her. So came on Gemara and said, "Can you put shemen in here and go bring it to this isha who needs it?" Says Rabbi Yosef, "Ein schita v'sayer." A person that is allowed to put shemen inside, because no isha schita by a person's here. Why? I might see you're putting in and then you're taking it out and putting inside something to go use. Says Rashi over there, why? Because you hear is kosher v'ena balea. You hear something that is ma'aseh is hard, as not belay anything. Numas Rishonim bring down the lashon of Rashi. The ma'aseh you hear is not belay. The Ran, the Ritva, Rilunil, Miri, Rivon, Koshev and belay. Agam, there is Avinazer, and wants to argue the point. I say to my colleagues, you're showing him if you hear is belay or not. He wants a taina. True, Rashi says enim belay. In fact, the Rambam seems to call an Isra Abadon. He wants a taina. The Rambam holds the ma'aseh is quasi balei like the sugiv, or not much of a mile to it, only did rabbanon, or also there's no ister of betsy was not balei in losha gemara, but yes, sit inside water over time is balei water. So you want to say if a kathy Ram disagrees and there is an ister of Cyrus rabbanon because it is balei, and the second Rashi and the Ram argue in the side is that balei or not? So chiddush of the nazar, the mafaz of the shuv and the chelakay, it says luladvam zor ma'id. Which is very strange. I mean, this is Yisrael. Was he getting it from? Why make him up like Shabbatzias? And make we seem to understand Yisrael that Saras the Maisa not Balea. Now, once we have Saras not Balea, and the Gemara saying it's mooted by Chayla, the question is there a Dindu Rabbanon over here? That means Bishlam Zalman, when he discussed it, he points out there's no Gemara that says it's a Dindu Rabbanon. The whole entire question is only negated to the sugya of a Chayla over there to match it. Was it a Dindu Rabbanon over here? So the Rambam, he writes, that we're not even is the Raiso. Nachayovim. Sounds like the Dinner Rabbanon. And therefore the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Nida brings down the Ravid, the Dinner Rabbanon. The Makom Mishnah says that way, the Meiri, the Kolboy. And therefore when you learn in Simon Shunchov, Sif Yudches, the last two lines of the Mishnah Berurah, after going to the long time, Sif over there, says, bring down the Rambam, that there's an Isra Rabbanon on Schit Besar. So Mokavom, Taisu Shabbos, El Rabbo, probably can say there's an Isra Rabbanon. Now, Avinezer comes along and wants to tell that the Rambam is Lashitosoi, that the heels is Balea, and Rashi holds no Dindu Rabbanon. Why? It's not Balea. So it's not Balea. How can be any Issa over here? You want to tell him, Etzibus Machlaik is Dindu Rabbanon, Rashi versus Rambam. They point out, everyone discusses these sponges, and Be'etzim, is there a Shaila Kun Avinezer about its motor? All sponges are motor, if that's synthetic. Because according to the Avinezer, according to Rashi, there's no Dindu Rabbanon. According to Rambam, it's Balea. That's why it's Balea, therefore it's in the Rambam. He argued the Matthias. But let's say, and he said, Cyrus are Balea, says Avnezer. And plastic is not Balea. So according to Avnezer, if Matthias is not Balea, even the Rambam would agree. But he says, he's saying the Machlaik says, it's Cyrus Balea. But everyone agrees that plastic is not Balea. They come out according to Avinezer, these sponges should not be a shiloh. Fine, again, let's put the Avinezer to the side, break this from go, and they point out among the Mahalch, among the Shiloh Pais, seems to be this Dinu Rabbanon on Gamitz Kosher, Venu Balea. Now, the shiloh is by Cyrus, who's saying it's a Dinu Rabbanon of Schito by Yisar. Agam is not real Schito, it's Nirka Schito. Schito of which? Av Melocho. Schito of Malabin, or Schito of Dosh? Mafarik. Which one is it? So we read that Nezir says, we're discussing Pashas Rambam, Schito, or Malabin. Shlomo Zalman says Schito, Malabin. The question is, you read the Bialocha by Oth, Siftes, says, let's analyze it. Can a person wash his body? Can he wash his hair? Is Kvisa and Liban Mutter? The Gemara says, you'll have to wash your hair, unless the Bayav of Sik Ratio of taking on hairs. Grazes, Kalisha. Otherwise, Kvisa is Maisa Mutter. So if you think about it, Schita is up to Kvisa, and Kvisa itself is Mutter. So Frekta be Alocha, but Etzim Hashayla, how in the world can he ask the Schita when the Kvisa itself is Maisa Mutter? Of Sugim Malabim. That means if you just read this be Alocha, we didn't have a Mishnah at the end of Simon Shinchof. We also have to make a Mishnah paskening the Lechua Schita and Sarsis Mutter. He has a bomb cash over here. However, he paskens if he chas, like the Ramna, didn't have bottle. Lechua Tapelo, what's going on over here? How in the world can you ask the Schita when it's Okam Malabim? So there are two ways of answering the question. Either way, the Archa Shabbos, he wants to answer, the Schita of Sarsis is not Otta Kviso, Schita of Sarsis Otta Schita of Begodim. And Begodim is Otta Kviso. We can compare the Sarsis to Begod. And Begod, that's also, that'd be Nisr Dereis over here. Or another way, the way of Moshe Tshuva goes, seems to be that way in Tais for Shabbos, that the Schita over here is Mitzal Sugim Afarik. The schit over here is mitzvah mafarik. It has a klom of farik. Well, the ibur could die with the klom and simin shenchof sef yudches. Interesting. Mishmuah brings down the halacha of saris, while the sugya simin shenchof sef yudches. Bring it down over there, the halacha, not over here. So the we have an issa the schit of saris. The question is schit of to what? Is it to sugya malabim? Was it to sugya mafarik? But about this also, they do point out that already the chayotum machavam mishmuah. And Isha should go to the mikvah. I was in the gzeirah of Schit over here. And not go to the mikvah Friday night. So come along the Chayadim and says, the gzeirah of Schit after Libun, the Maitre says no Libun. Elamai gave a Schit after Dosh, so I look Libun. So that is no Isser. I got Mishru when he beat it down. It's water. He says, it's better not to ask the Inn of Schit. But technical halacha, there's no way to ask the gzeirah over here. There's nothing really to, not libas, not dosh, no real issa over here going on. We have a gzeirah over here to ask the things, but not going to make the gzeirah more mitzvah because there's no real issa over here. Now it comes out, Beikir, we seem to have three levels in the ghetto we're discussing by Schito. You have something that's belay a mamish, you have a beged, you have katin, you have meshi. So it's belay a mamish, when you squeeze out, issa deraiso. You have something that's near Kabbalah, but Be'etzim is not Balea, or maybe Balea Ktas, like the case of Or, like the case of Cyrus, the Elamaisa, to squeeze out, and this is drop on. We have a third level, that something's not Balea at all, a plate, a plastic bag, put water inside, a body, a person has the right to take off the water from the plate, shake it off, no problem, plastic bag, put water inside, turn upside down, no problem, add some droplets, no problem. So we clearly have, seem to have three levels against Chito, one Saraiso, one's near as being Balea, therefore it's Rabbanon, and something that's Mutter. If that's so, Cyrus was saying there's a Dindu Rabbanon. Speaks out already of Chayno, but where are the Cyrus? Only here, or most people only here, over here, or over here, it's very close together. So the Chur, the Seid of Cyrus, is that looks like it's being Seichet, being absorbed inside, a garment's not how it's being trapped. And therefore, the water can stay on your beard, on your head for a while, and therefore it appears to be, it's belay inside, but it's being trapped. The fact that it's being trapped over there, therefore it didn't rub on them. Said B'chaim, no, but let's say in your hand, let's say in your legs, you have Cyrus over there also, that is more daimer to a plate, to a bag. Nothing but it is being trapped. Might be there's some friction over here, the texture of the Cyrus has protein upon it, attracts things over here. So therefore it might be, the water stays there. It's not being trapped, nothing being belay inside. In that situation, should not be a problem. I mean, not Cyrus is a schito. Depends how the Cyrus is set up on your body, or wherever it is. If the place appears to be trapped, be a problem. Otherwise, be motor. Therefore, they're being done, the Debetzino, the Demazilbon, the Chankideski, the Cigarellas, the Shemir Shabbos, all speak out. Depends where it is. They say on your eyelashes, also about its motor. Now, that's a Debetzino by your underarms. He says it looks like there's a lot there, but you look by the gumo, by the sources, it's spread apart. It's spread apart, so that's not me. That's not trapped. Nothing's being trapped over here. On your here, it's very close together. On your head, it's very close together. That's trapped. I certainly eyebrow seems to be an interesting shaila. Is that still trapped or not? I think, yeah, I'll seem to say no. But about has to be something that's tzufuf together to appear that didn't drop on over here. Now, once we seem to have this ghetto here, discussed him in the cases. Again, we have three levels. The Paleya, the Deraisa, near Kabalaya, Drabonon, not near at all, the Mises Motor. So again, things that are certainly Paleya, Deraisa, whether it's Pashas, Sultai, or Kak and Pishtim, that's certainly Paleya, Deraisa. Come on, ready, Chaimna discusses Hutei Barzel, what the Swam call Scotch Brite, or Tzama Plato, or Steel Wool, or Brillo. All, I think all these words are the same thing over here. What's the loch in that case? So first they discuss, besides our sugya of Schito, maybe there's a sugya of Memachik, maybe there's a bayav of the Nechol, focus on the gauge of sugya of Schito. Is there an issue over here? So they point out, Schito, so they point out, Luchura, these cases, as Zeb brought in today, that was, what was that? Steel wool. Maisa certainly traps the water inside. He tries to tell me at the end it gets very frizzy all the whole time. Maisa certainly traps the water. Go put it under the sink, let it drip dry, then take it, shake it on the stand, and you'll see the droplets around. How many droplets do you need already? Lay down. But it certainly appears and perceived, like by Cyrus over here, I don't know, it's fine. Everyone knows steel wool is, I think. Everyone knows exactly what steel wool is. And then with the Swarm Kalung and Rav Osner and the Shemir Shabbos and the Shemir Shabbos and the Urcha Shabbos, and the Zephraim and the Zilorbach, all Kalung Le Aser, steel wool. That should not be any shiloh here. Be nichel in the category of, very simple, of our sugya of Cyrus. That's the get to what? Drabon. It's Drabon. No, I'm not sure about that. A second thing, the get to synthetic materials. That means, let's say you make these sponges that are made out of nylon or out of plastic or kudaimo. The Tshuva by Minchas Yitzchak, he says that Tavl Chochem Echad in his house, he used mat in his house. He says he doesn't understand why. I say it's the same idea as anything that threads that hold things together, that are blocking and trapping it like Cyrus. And just like Cyrus, the Or, we have Dinu Rabbonon, Avad Dinu Rabbonon. And then again, the Shemir Shabbos, and the Avoz, and the Chaim, and listen, the whole Kamal says it's Dinu Rabbonon, and all of that. Avoz will tie it to Dinu Rabbonon. Fine. He gets about the threads, maybe have a category of being trapped between, as again, being trapped inside. He has a different model, drop different, I'm saying it over. So, Vlad, come along before we get to the Ashkochas, the simple understanding is that all sponges have the Bayah of Cyrus. Cyrus, we pass against the Rabbonon. Again, if you go to Abinazer, different sugya. But we pass like a Meshruah, the Rabbonon. Koshev and Ebleya appears to be trapped over here. So, why are our sponges be any different than the Osiris over here? However, let's say you have these sponges that their Cyrus are very spread apart, like Cyrus in the hand. Well, let's say you have a thing over here that's only one piece. You have a sponge over here, that's a gumi, one solid piece over here. Some get involved with a sponge that has a handle to it, and it's spread apart by the holes over here. So these cases, Kamlung, the place can say, should be mutter. Debatzina writes in Shubat's mutter, Shlomo Zalman, Shemir Shabbos says mutter. Agam in Shemir Shabbos says it's mutter, the Urcha Shabbos says, what he told people, the Urcha Shabbos says, Shlomo Zalman says, not be semich on the terim, Agam technically it's mutter. Don't stop being mad to these things, because the problem is, when is it too far apart? When is it too close? Where is it getting over here? What exactly is? So if not, don't really go do that. Like, it's motor. If it's far apart, it's not near Keskito. It's not near again of Cyrus over here. But again, the Pesachim say it's far apart. Ashkan, Rebelski, those say make it's motor. Again, there is one side sugya. Come on, Minchas Yitzchak, it says, of the Nechol. So you have to have one miyuchet for Shabbos. So as a chesed eifoid, you have to have a nechol, like you have a comb miyuchad for Shabbos, a brush miyuchad for Shabbos, a toothbrush miyuchad for Shabbos. You have to have a sponge miyuchad for Shabbos. Fine.
Does it have to have Pesachisa
though? No, it doesn't have Pesachisa. No, that means if they're spread apart and people are not being trapped. I think like Ari seems to have his hand right now. As far as I can tell, can't really see it that well. Not anymore. Should not be a problem. Now again, you could ask a shiloh. We're discussing right now schito. Mentioned last Chabur, and I see also others ask the question is that by or that Srach, but Machman Shifshuf. If you have a plastic table cloth, Lapas can say, don't do Shifshuf to it. Because the Shalom Deraisa, Apisvoro, says the Moshe, and the Shalom Zalman, and the Batsino, which are matter doing Shifshuf, does not like use that, not like or. They say Apisvoro is not being Michael. So still, you're taking these sponges that are made out of plastic that's spaced apart, no Issev Schito, but you're rubbing one thing against another. And suddenly there's a mile over here, when you rub one against another, over time, you wash 10 plates, it has some fat gets on top of it, and by the second, third plate, so much fat is on it, you want to get clean again, the sponge, to the next, wash the fourth plate, the fifth plate. So in case of any miskab, secretion lichlai. What happened inside the sugya of shifshuf? So Baruch Shabbos addresses it and says, "Ma'aseh, not a problem. I see the issue of Shemir Shabbos and Chosah. You make all certain cases according to you." He says the difference between the case of shifshuf derech luchluch and shifshuf per se. Since it's under the category of shifshuf derech luchluch, we didn't ask that type of shifshuf over here. Find the darkest thick as far over here. You have to know why that's so, but no one seems to worry that issue over here. We said the idea of shifshuf.
Shifshuf wasn't a din that was something that was archived.
Again, by plastic, do we let shifshuf happen on a plastic tablecloth? The person can make an asa as a chashash deraisa. Why should this be any different? Now, they get to these Shabbos sponges that have seem to have a shgach up on it. So let's first take the Shabbos clean. No, the person seem to not worry about it. We don't seem to ask that shifshuf. We'll get to maybe to clean it afterwards, the chubby by up shifshuf. Whilst in the miskavin, and to use it to wash it, that means to use it to wash the template is mutter. After you wash the template, you have some fat on it, to wash it afterwards and clean it well afterwards, you have a bayam shushu.
Just the
wrong
water over the
Yeah, one water over should be mutter.
You mean to clean the sponge?
To clean the sponge afterwards, I think should be a problem. We'll get to what they're saying over here also. It could be what they mean. Now, first, take Shabbos clean. Shabbos clean has been out for about 10 years already. Has Ashkocha says on it from the Achi Yosef, the Machbud of Dov Lior. So, and by the Ashkocha who made it, the place called Somot. And they say, go check out the website. So first, the website is not there. Aleph. Second, Somot, everyone knows you buy anything to get to technology. There are three Ashkochas out there. There's Somot, Mechon Technology, and Mishmasa Shabbos. Somot is Rabbanot. Fine, maybe the oven. But I don't know who eats, I think, Rabbanot. So that's second. Third is just to be the names. It's Svardim. Fine. Yitzhak Yosef, Machbod, Davilor, wonderful people. But now I said, Svardim, Ashkenazim, have different Pesachim over here. Number four is, in the back, in small letters, depends how old you are, if you can read it or not. It says over there, Haro Halachtit, and I actually went to someone's website, they write very clearly, ye do not wash it on Shabbos, the Karit, afterwards to clean it or to dry it. Don't wash it afterwards.
Don't wash it afterwards.
Now, I've asked numerous people, can you wash it afterwards? Like, yes, for Shabbos. Because who exactly reads exactly what it says on the thing itself? Now, the question is why they're saying not to wash it afterwards. Now, they don't say don't do shift. It says don't rinse afterwards. Don't rinse it afterwards. The question is why not to rinse it afterwards? The eight, let's take the second brand over here. The same thing over here, there's only machbot, made a little bit different, there's mamar size in between. Over here, again, it says the same hara, in very small letters somewhere in the back, if I can find it. Any lishta b'shabbos, also it's a carrot, as well to clean it. Now, I think where they're coming from, why they're saying this far for, in the saying over here, the be'etzem, when you're cleaning the dishes, are eni miskaven. Eni miskaven. Maisa Isa Psikratio to clean it over here, or Psikratio for Schit over here, Psikratio Schit of what? Do Abonon. Psikratio do Abonon. Everyone knows the Svadi Psokim, and Simashi Yudal and Sephalif over here, the Mechaber Be'ik is Makel, especially over here, and other Svarts you make over here. How do you do it? The Ashkenazi Psokim is to be much more Mathmer than Psikratio do Abonon. So Maisa, I think the Svar where they're coming for, why saying not to wash it afterwards, you don't have the head of any Miskavin. If that's why they're saying it over here for, so it's very good. Why the only Svadi Psakim on these two things over here? Makes a lot of sense. That's why everyone knows Machbod is for Svadi, not for Ashkenazim. No one over here would eat Machbod Ashkenazim over here because Avadi, he is a Svadi. And walk to a restaurant, is Mashkiya, how in the world is certain sort of things Ashkenazim out there? And he says, it says Machbod, Mabaya, we're Svadim over here, what's the Shiloh? So everyone over here does not eat Machbod, but maybe in the oven. So my said, that's the Svadi over here. It says on the package over here, we are doing this halacha, it's the Svadi of Ein Maskavin, the situation by Drabonim, if that's what he means. Maybe telling me something else, I'm not sure. So these two things about it, no one over here would buy. They would not sell them, of course, maybe they would. But they should not sell them in places where the Ashkenaz are. The third one over here, this is Rav Landau. Now over here, this Rav Landau is called Chevra Shabbos Bright. Now Rav Moshe Yudel Landau, that signed upon the passed away 4 years ago, Maisi has no clue over here how to go use it. I don't understand the chaluk in between why it should be better or worse. It seemed to be the same idea, the same concept. Now, let's take first the Sfor Shaboy. First the Sfor Shaboy. they all of these three types of grounds for Shabbos certainly have interlocking things. There are hundreds, of, maybe not a thousand, of places that are interlocked with the plastic. Metzias-wise, it's not possible that wood is not being trapped. People, after 10, 15, 20 minutes of using it, you go over to the stender, you shake it, and water comes out. So you see on the stender, how many drops? I don't know why it makes a difference how many drops. It's certainly being trapped, and no one has told me it's not being trapped. People tell me not too much being trapped, it has a lot of water falls out. But can you tell me it's not being trapped? I don't think you say accused of those words. It is tzufuf. It's being pushed against each other. Here, there's no speaks. It's tzufuf over there. Where it's being pushed against each other? No, it's not. They're being pushed. How can you tell me it's not tzufuf? It's one on the other. That is the definition of tzufuf. It's being trapped. What's he saying tzufuf? He's saying tzufuf is trapped. It gets trapped. It's a hook one to another. There's hundreds of them. That's what it is. You can't tell me it's not being trapped. Now the Oid, Maisa, there are those who wrote against it. Now who wrote against it? There's a Kolkari that came out a bunch of years ago that from the Sigurelitz, and Rav Reuven wrote against it, and Rav Gelber wrote against it, and Rav Shevach Rosenblatt, Rav Nachum Mendel Lublin, Rav Israel Rosenberg, Rav Pinchas Rothman, Yudel List, Rav Moshe Ranzofer, and also the Ashur Bukolius, who writes against all these things, not after these. That means we have 10 people who wrote against Shabbos Kalim. Shabbos Kalim. This one, there is 10 people who are Bnei Ashkenaz, I'm asking, who wrote against it. 10 people signed and wrote, actually 9, plus Rav Yashim. 9 people signed and wrote and have pictures against Shabbos Kalim. They wrote the word Shabbos Kalim and they're against it. Fine. So true, you have Rav Achbud, Maskim, and you have Yalki Yosef, and Rav Dovid Lior, if you know who that is, no idea. So you have those 3 people against, who is he? Okay, fine. So you have those 3, and you have the 10 people who wrote against it. Now, the best writer is if you're going to get an Ashkoch and try to sell to people, where do you go to? Badatz, or go to Rubin, or you go to Sheris, or you have to realize who did not give Ashkocho, who doesn't have it. I don't know what happened, what the difference is. I don't know, I don't understand. The Maya said, they all wrote, I don't know the difference. Don't know.
I would check if
it did not change. Fine, so Maya, to use the thing on Shabbos, there are people who wrote and sign, put out letters out there that are against Shabbos Kalim per se. He was the first one. Again, this came out years later. But Maisa, once you ask him that, there is no difference. Can anyone tell me a difference between the Shabbos Kalim and Rav Landau? I don't know any difference. I can't find any difference. Sherlock and Landau, fine. His name is not there. Don't say that.
How about the inside?
The Sherlock Rosenblatt wrote against Shabbos Kalim. You have to maybe another story also, I'd ask these things. Fine. The problem with these things, Vetsam, is then where do you draw the line? That means when I went to our Reuven, and I asked him, I showed him a bunch of different sponges. And he said, yeah, this one's mutter. So I said, fine. So he said, but don't say that. I'm like, let me don't say that. I'm going to be sure on it. He told me, don't put signs that I give Ashkocha to this brand over here. Because then this brand is this way, and this one is dropped closer, this one is dropped further, and then where do you draw the line? And he writes, Orcha Shabbos, and even though the matzer and sponges, Shlomo Zalman says, not give Ashkocha to certain sponges, because then you don't know where to draw the line, what the difference over here is. And each one will have their own asher and their own das called Yaakov. Yaakov will decide this is what it means to tzufuf over here, and this is what it means your arm versus your head. Depends if you're bald or not, and it's not making gedarm over here. Amaisa, you can't give that over to Kleisel and the companies who is the gate to money over here who are not semi-fun.
How about
Smith?
Why can't they measure how far
apart are? Because you only, what exactly did you share?
What's the blue one?
I hear?
It's kosher.
My father used it. What do you want from me? I'm going to get it. My mother used it. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but it's
yeah. Now, the gate to the sigil of Schito, we see a couple times we have the sigil of Gzeiro Otto Schito. That means, for example, we have the locha in Simon Shin Aleph, the Gemara on Shabbos Kufi Gimel, that person cannot walk into an Amas Samayim, not go into a river here, unless a Mokka Mitzvah. Why? Because if so, your clothing get wet. Another time we had this halacha, in Simon Shin Chof Sifta Zvov, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Ches, Kuf Mem Ches, about putting a studer with a clean top of it that's wet, you get the studer wet, you might come along to go squeeze it over here. We have a third time Mishmur Megizan Simon Shin Aleph, you can't even metaltal weapon godem. Why? Because the derech is weapon godem, go squeeze it over here. So we have times clearly that the derech is to go squeeze a begad, make sure it does not get wet, and even got wet to not move it. Gzeru. However, the place can say, even on the gzeres has its klalim over here. That means, let's say the case when a person is not makbid. You have a raincoat, you want to move it, you're not makbid to squeeze it out, that's not the derech to squeeze it out. Or there's a little bit of amount of water over there, so you're not makbid. Says the Vada, the Mechav, the place can be down, Vada, it's mutter. There's not a shayla over here. Only a chash, where there is a chash. If there is no chash, the mice is mutter. The other case over here is Eimel Akach, it's mutter. Why they speak out, it's dafka when there's water inside, because then there's gzera, there's chita, there's been a case of their isa. There's one in beer inside, there will be no case of a gzera. Why they speak out, the gates are something that's synthetic to move it also. Since synthetic is only the Rabbanon, we never make gzera out to the Rabbanon. They have a synthetic thing, also the mice, you let it move on Shabbos. Now the Ulam likes asking the question, can you walk on wet carpet? When you step on it, water comes out and goes back inside. Or when you're walking with socks, can a person have wet socks, the drench over here, and walk outside, every step they take, the water goes in, the water goes out, are you ever schita, and it goes back and forth. Is there an issue of walking with wet things? So, Kamal Evi Sefer says, they speak out, so first of all, when you're walking in the street and you don't have the option to change, so you just have to stand there, what to go do? So the Issa, the Yashuv, and Mishlam Zalman, and Mr. Gorillas, and Archon Shabbos, and Chaim Kvyevsky also come out the same idea over here, that you have to realize it's in Miskavim. The case over here is Psychration Lo Ichbaslai. I don't care, it goes in and out. No interest, not okay, use that. The way that's happening, the water going out, is not the derech, you squeeze it. Walking is called Kla'achayad. Void, the Schita of Esed, no Milam, it's not the Sugya Malabi. Again, about the Sugya, something going in and out, maybe there's not real, no any Issers. It's being Seich and Balei at the same time over here. Therefore, since the Ein Miskavim, Psychic Ratio with two Rabbanons, Avada, we don't do that like Hatchilo, we have to do as Mishnah Brua. When you're stuck, you're walking in the street, Avada, Yeshua Milosmach, and that's you keep on walking, we don't worry about it. Says it's from, but when you get home, you have an option to go change. That's the correct thing you'll do. Now, take it off slowly to the Bemites as much Schita as you can. As much as you can. That's the correct thing you'll do, because we're not Stam Samech at two Rabbanons, because I want to. But you have no option. Avada, the Sugi is, you're allowed to walk on this wet carpet. We'll have wet socks. There's no technical issue over here. There's no problem.
You have to go home?
No, no one says you have to go home. Now, sometimes when we have children on a lap, come a little bit more and discuss how the child can dirty our lap. No, because they're on paper towel. They throw in the garbage.
There's
napkins on the table. No, we throw in the garbage. Now, I'm moving down that sometimes kids sit in your lap and the mice, they get you dirty. They get you dirty two different ways. With Meriglaim or with Saya. They get to the sugya when you have Meriglaim. So it speaks out the Ramah that in case you want to go diving over there. So what a person wants to do, he wants to have his hands that are wet and dry on it to move out to the Meriglaim. Come with the Ramah and says, Lamais it's smoter. Why? Because he paskins in Sifyot. What shita of the Shusha Zek Vususai? When it's derech lichluch, the mice it's mutter. Over here, as the bialocha points out for people got him, derech lichluch, agam the beggar is muluchluch, when the second sheet is mutter. That means even though the beggar is muluchluch, has merit lying. But it's derech lichluch, when something is muluchluch, the mice it's mutter. Then you go over to the beggar and draw your hands on top of it. Agam. And then Mr. Gruis with Begitzim Torah of Nevin Saltainas, the Stavka in those days, they would dry it on different clothing. Today we dry our hands on a towel. So go dry it on something that Merit Lime has become wanted to go clean it. One time it will not have this heter. That is only when it's Derech Lichluch. We go dry things become wanted to go clean it. One time it does not have the heter of this Ramah. Now this idea that drying it is Derech Lichluch, however says Ramah himself, putting water on top of it, the Maisa, that's also. See his mind, a vatical clean his ulcer. Building upon that, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogav Ram, can you wash your hands atop of it? Also, says the Mishnah Berurah and Mogav Ram, that lemaisa is ulcer. It means to dry your hands, yes. Put water there, no. washing the top of it also you cannot go do over there. Agami says not like the Eli Rabbah. But he said, let's say a case of Tsoy over there, also says Mishmud Magarvam, also Avadi come to go clean over there, and Avati you won't have this hat over here. Building upon this, says the Mishmud, therefore don't put kids on your lap. Unless you have something in between not to dirty yourself. Now this halacha, not putting kids in your lap, is brought down over here by the Mishnah Berurah and some erased time of base. Now it sounds like the question is why not put kids upon your lap? The way it's brought down over here by the Mishnah Berurah sounds like if you put your kid in your lap, what's going to happen? It'll get you dirty, and you have a chashas of kvisa, a lapping, and not do libun on Shabbos. You will get dirty. They have to right away clean it. The way it's brought down in some erased time of base brings down the same marbok, the same chassidim. It says don't put kids on your lap because then you get dirty and your clothing is not covered. Shabbos. It's on the covered Shabbos. Now, can you still covered Shabbos? Look up in the Sefer Chassidim inside why he says it. Sefer Chassidim says, do not put your kids upon your lap. Why? Because you don't have any other begotten to switch into. And therefore, you have a problem. Yeah, you need other begotten to switch into on Shabbos. So they're saying three different things which are true intertwined one with another. But they're saying three different reasons why not put kids upon your lap. Interesting point. You should wonder how they got three asidus when they're intertwined. They're saying three different points over here.
Three sides of the same coin.
I'm not sure about that. Coins really usually have two sides. That's fine. Not sure. Now, just... And the question is, man, is there, do we have to worry about Sefer Chassidim? People want Taina. You have good diapers and Pampers. And in the olden days, when I was a kid, we had cloths. I did not have Pampers. And therefore, there was an issue. I got this Leila Seder. Depends which way you're coming from. I got this Leila Seder. I just let out of the hospital. I had a pipe sticking on my stomach over there. I was sitting by the head of the table. And my 21-year-old son, who had his brand new suit over there, and my 5-month-old baby sat up on him. And also, my kid jumps up and is brown all over on his brand new suit. And we're in a certain place we don't have anything else to change into. And the question was how to go wash it, take care of it. And it was very lebedic, afraid of the first 10 minutes over there of how to go deal with it, of a brown, kid leaked all over, mamash, groy ba mahadis melech. And it was an interesting thing how to go deal with it. I was all drugged up, I couldn't answer anything really.
What do they do?
I just sat there and smiled. Let my wife and everyone else take care of it. Yeah, but in general, you should probably better pampers and diapers to make sure that issues not come up, and you have to worry about the same chassidim over here. Now, there's a bialach over here that discusses when you have a child, you want to wash him in this bathtub. It seems in those days, the bathtub, you have to put a shmat underneath to go wash the kid when you want to wash him on yontif with hot water over here. Now, the question is, we paskin shirusa zekrususai, how do you put the shmat inside this bathtub? So it gets involved, what is the shmat? If it's clean, so we point out the two shitas, negash yusai. First shita is when it's clean, there's no issue. Mice is motor. On the second shita, when it's clean, it still can be ulcer, unless it gets a derech lechluch. He clears this. This nichol get of derech lechluch. That means last kabur we discussed, derech lechluch, but poorly after dirty it. What derech lechluch means, the tsuro they're doing over here is an act of being malachlech. Vishmul mice, we see over here, is not sure. He's clear. Is this derech lechluch or not? He's was so big about this question. He goes on further and says, even if it's not derech lechluch, but maisa, it's clean. Therefore, it's true, have a baya of shirusai. But some locha she'ain tzrich legufoi, aleph, and the locha in simen shinchav chesef yudzayin the Amor says, a kotan is a get of a chayla, of a chayla she'ain by sakana, and therefore do abundance of mutter. So to go wash a kid with hot water and yontif with the chayla she'ain by sakana, on a locha she'ain tzrich legufoi, do abundance of maisa mutter. Now it's very important to be halacha. When you learn the sugya of a chayla, we'll see we did not pass like this. We pass him the eschina on a drabbanon. Drabbanon mice is not enough, aleph. Void, even when the paiskim want to semech upon drabbanons, we're not semech on drabbanon, on melocha shein tzrich legufoi. This is melocha shein tzrich legufoi. Simen rei shein ches. The two questions that are going to grapple with this bialocha in other sugyas. So don't forget this bialocha. There's a big problem with this bialocha. The two yisaitis he said. He does go on further. He says, but let's say even if the Begin is meluchluch, still being on a pima godin, but shasat chak, you put it inside, as meluchluch, she ain't shrich lugufoy. And then the Maisa Mishmur disagrees, but he has yisait, which he came across, we learned Berach a year ago. Every nichle is called shrich lugufoy. That means we saw Kivager, with the Maramokum sheet, that the Islam Alpha Beis, it says every nichle, upon the sugar in that kuf kimel oman aleph, is nichle get a nichle. Therefore, Mishmur seems to point out, not like the pima godin, if it's nichle, is nichle get a shrich lugufoy, then the body cannot take the shmata, put inside the water. In the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down this halacha, He says over here, the loch is, he's very clear, do not put a shmata inside this bathtub to go wash a kid. He says, but let's say the shmata is already there before Shabbos with water that covers it. Can you add water when there's a sponge inside your sink that has water over it? You have, let's say, a bowl with water, and you have a sponge inside. We don't use not a Shabbos sponge. You have like these sponges, not a Shabbos sponge. So you come along and you have water that's covering it. Can you add water to it? What's going to happen? The water in the sponge will go out, and all the water will go inside. So it's going in and out. True, you don't care, but like Achila, are you allowed to add water to it? Mishmur is very clear and says, you're allowed to add water when the water already covers over here the Shmata. No problem. Allowed to. What some of the lumps they get from this, and one bring out nafkaminas, on Shabbos we have Yisori Neget Melacha Kol Melech Machsheves. Let's say the pe'ula that you're doing affects nothing the Tetzah, but switches who does it. For example, said Shlomo Zalman, the elevator is going to go up and down with Chashmal, and will not make a difference how quick, how slow, if you go inside of it or not. Just when you go inside, you're going to make it go down. You go out, the Chashmal is going to make it go down. But the Tetzah, the elevator, does not make a key there of a difference how many people go inside and how people go out. The Chashmal, the elevator will go up and down the same way with the Shabbos mode. You're not changing anything over here in the Tetzah. You're changing who does it. Shlomo Zalman, what Taina the Chesaron in Melech Machsheves, it says, he brings down this Mishnah Berurah. And therefore people discuss, can you take a sponge underneath inside water and squeeze it and open up and the same will come, other water get back in, but nothing happened. Is there a problem with Taina? We see from Mishnah Berurah switching waters, Ayam Baya of Schita and Balaya, Schita Balaya, Schita Balaya, changing something that has no Tetzah of difference should not make enough Kamin Lalachom. He does end off Shalav Deraisa on No Raya Brua. He has the six Rayas, and then the Maestro says No Raya Brua does not want to be stamped upon it. But Shaila, what he brings from this Mishnah Brua, a concept, and the interesting Shaila, and the Big Mavuch among Nachoinim, if the Tetzah does not change mitzvah the pool that you're doing, is there not mitzvah Hilcha Shabbos per se? Sifrit Aleph, Sifrit Beis, discussing cleaning things with either something that's not wet, that's Sifrit Aleph, and Sifrit Beis cleans something that is wet. That means the Sifrit Aleph, the Mechaber, that's the Rambam, Perkot Beis, brings down, let's say a person has tin upon him, he has dam upon him, and he wants to clean it either with a tail of a sus, a tail of a paro. The loch is the mice, it's mutter, but not with a mapa. Not with a shmato. Why? The derech is for every mapa, afterwards, to go clean it. If you have a bayah, gzeira, you might come to go clean it. They were to clean up a spill on Shabbos. If your derech is to go clean it right away, you cannot clean up, not a spill, but anything that's solid, can clean up. If derech is to go wash it, clean that's also. Says the Mishmur, but let's say you're not makbid, not going to take care of it. Echanami, it's mutter. No problem. Now, one thing coming to the Bialocha speaks out, that we're discussing the tail of a horse, tail of a cow. Is a cow and a horse muksa? Yes. So the tail also should be muksa. How in the world can you pick up the tail to clean your hands from tit? So the Be'alocha starts off calling a Tais of Shabbos. That must be that the tail is disconnected from the horse. It says a Deichik, not Mestavro. They want a Mechadis, a Chiddush, that says that the Cyrus of an animal, a Gam is connected, but it's not Choshev Kegufon, and therefore you lament out it. An animal is muksa. A pet is muksa, but not the Cyrus. Therefore, he does end off at Tzarechin, but I heard different about Taino, at least a Liman Schos, or maybe not to make a machal against people who pet animals. When you pet them, you're moving the Cyrus. Moving the Cyrus, if you only move the Cyrus, not to go over the body, you pet and only move the Cyrus, you have a Bialocho, who has a Havamina, the Ulai, there's no Bayams on the Suga of Muks over here. So there's far out here to down with that Cyrus, it may be not Muksa, but Tzarechin. So if you base basically the same idea by cleaning up a spill that has liquid over here, again the Mechaber says the same aside, might come to the act of schito, the act of lobbing. And again the Mishmur Magavom speak out, but let's say you're not makbid, then there's no problem. Now even when you're not makbid, has to be number one, it's not a psik ratio. And number two, has to be that when you're cleaning up the spill, the tendency is that this shmat is enough to clean up the spill. That means speaks on the Shaar Tzion, and the place can be down the Shemir Shabbos. Let's say you have a small spill, and big shmata, no problem. Unless you have a large spill and a small shmata, how do you go clean it? You clean up a little bit, you squeeze it out, clean up more and squeeze it out. So the chuyah have no heter, even a person is not makbid, unless the kimti is that is enough to clean it up without squeezing it out, and the case was not psikratio. Therefore, the swarm say, what to go do? If you have this problem, take napkins, because the derech is napkins, you clean it, throw in the garbage, and you do not squeeze it out. That's the sue over here. You won't have this chash of the shayat seen. Make sure you use napkins. When you pick it up, you pick it up in the dry area over here. Now, the swarm do taino, the archashap, archashulchan says, and kain zed vasim kabonim. You have to realize these two simple ways, if you alf, if you bays, is a chash, you come to go take care of the shmata that got dirty right away. Today, if our shmata get dirty, what do? We put in a pile, wait till we get 10 of them. Right? We don't clean it right away. We put it in the wash machine a couple days later. If that's so, it's kain, the idea of not being makbid. Though he says it's archa shulchan, got dirty, I have to clean it. So I'm going to clean it right away. Varet sewer during the week is not to clean it right away. This chash over here is kain, the idea of not being makbid. Has to be napsik ratio. Has to be in a sewer that you're not going to end up doing a skit over here. But the chash over here should not be a problem. Have I heard one rough safe example? Let's say you have a throw up on the floor and you want to clean it up. What's it sewer during the week to go do? You leave it in the bag and it smells. You wash it right away. It can be a big problem to clean up with a towel. Maybe you take tissues, throw in the garbage with a towel before you do have this issue. Even during the week, even with manazeh, the derech has to go clean it with a shmato. It's a washer right away.
I don't think it's squeezing it out, so we have to absorb more water.
Okay. Schit is also. Be dime schit is also.
Okay, so it should be used, even though you don't do it.
I gotta squeeze a throw up out.
No, don't squeeze a throw up again.
Yeah, when you clean up the mess. And
so that's why I said two things. I said, not secretion, and the derech not squeeze, I want to clean it up.
It is, because even though you only wash it after you have a few together, if you want to.
I said, with your exception, that in the case over here, you have a bayat, that derech doesn't clean it right away. To squeeze it right away, you have a problem. I agree with you. 100%. Now, the get to.
That's all wet. So dry area.
So, good question. Now, they discuss, again, you have this spill on the floor, let's say spill on the counter, and you want to use a sponger stick on the counter first. Or a sponger stick on the floor over here, and the small sponger sticks, right, small on the counter, or you want to do it on the floor, and you hold spak cleaning his motor. Or you have makom tzarich, you have to go clean it. Can you use rubber, gumi? If I haven't done a sugya of schito, pashas know it, not balayas, one gush over here. How about shifshif over here? You rubbing on the floor, rubbing on the counter to move it. So my sir, first, the case of using the sticks over here, the latzian and the shmir shabbos and the chodeshani of nan tzal yachriyosim, all matter it. This will be asher, he says, what's the heter? My sir, so I saw the ish shmir shabbos, starts from lachas ish shmir shabbos, so it's shifshif. The question mentioned before, and the Noivet says, the shifshif derech luchluch, and shifshif not derech luchluch. Again, it's doxing as far why that's so. Again, it seems to me the Olam understands that to do shifshif derech luchluch is no ish negay to gumi. Therefore, the Olam, who uses these things on Shabbos, to use also a sponge stick, let's put on the side the question negay to the mukso or the chol, let's say it's not over the chol or mukso, I'm coming to argue the point. The Quran will be same thing, using these things on the counter or using on the floor by a case of spot cleaning. Should be the same halacha.
You wouldn't be able to wash
it off. To wash off the shift, yeah, correct. To wash off afterwards.
Just rinse
it. Rinse. Right. Shift afterwards, clean afterwards, it's going to be a problem. That's mama shift on or. What master? Now, they get to using a toothbrush at Shabbos. Now, they discuss numerous problems using a toothbrush. The way you use a toothbrush is put your water in the toothbrush, also your toothpaste on it, and then you brush your teeth. And then you wash out your mouth, and then you clean the toothbrush afterwards. So there's got different issues over here. Number one is, can you put water in a toothbrush? Toothbrush, I assume under grease, is tzofuf, even though it's not balea. It's made of different synthetic materials over here. L'chuyo bayam tzad sugyom schito. Agam, the Erlitzin and Yavi Oimer, two Svadi Poiskim, want to be makel using water. They say it's a psikratio of the Rabbonon, and it's a case over here, maybe not schito basar, tzav rash b'shit over here. Or they want times kalach hayad over here, and maybe they get involved. It's also a case of beis achizo. I'm sorry. Could be, yeah. Goes in and out. You want to use the water. You want the water. They get involved with different swords in what he make. The Meister, the Bnei Ashkenaz, brought down again with Chesidchok and the Chodeshani and the Vosman or for Shabbos. The Meister will answer. Moshe the Loshon of Batoyev. But making the person say not to use water. It's still in the case of Bnei Ashkenaz. Why? It looks like Cyrus is being trapped over here. That's number one. A second thing they discuss, we learned halacha tzimun shilun amad zayin, to use things that they're afraid the bristles are going to go break. Choyev abaya. So that minchas, it's called the srida eish. The bristles might break. Abaya shriyas kismin. My study, they might say it's not going to get a tattoo in the rush. That's one hetter we do have. It's had a sugi of umd lechol. People have a kol b'yuchim v'shabbos. Choyev abaya umd lechol. So that Moshe, so that umchak not beforehand, says that liyashim minchas itzchok. You have to have a toothbrush from Yuchat v'Shabbos. Again, both disagree, or let's see in Chodeshani. A lochan issue is when a person brushes their teeth, if it causes there to be a chabura, for dam to come out, damu or nefesh, you're even lochan iser, and they don't come out every single save. It says, in the secretion of you, for your gums to bleed, you're even iser. But Ayin speaks out of Moshe, that person, when he brushes teeth afterwards, what do people do? They go over to the sink and they clean it for the next time. Then Moshe, you're even iser v'chono. I come out.
You might use it again in Shabbos.
And all the tzidim, you also
use it
in Shabbos.
If
you use it on Shabbos, it's not Chonah. But you have Bayah the last time to go wash it after the Atzah Chonah. Now we did point out, the Sukkah of Chonah, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's a commonplace activity, should not be a problem. So then Moshe has a tshuva, and Mamash a very short tshuva. He says, one, wash your teeth on Shabbos, no problem. Just take care of five things over here. Number one, he says, no water. Number two, he says, don't have toothpaste, after Machik. Number three, make sure it's not secret to your dam. Number four, have a miyuchid for Shabbos, a toothbrush. And number five, don't wash it afterwards. We do all five things, no problem, don't brush it on Shabbos.
There
is just a chanukah on Shabbos.
It's dirty and you don't want to
eat it. That's the reason, but most people are doing it the next time. Now, there are something called a kosher Shabbos toothbrush by either Kosher Innovations or by High Dent or Kadoimo. I said, people, if you only do a Shabbos, it's miyuchid for Shabbos over here. And Betzim, what they did over here is the older ones used to be just one gush, one solid piece. The newer ones are spaced apart, made out of rubber, and it's very clear that each one's separate, very, very similar to what this thing is. Spaced apart, very clear. And then it has a shkocho from a noivert, Mishitosai, Shmir Shabbos Chosai. Belsky says, Mikha des water. The Gab says, it's not the spirit of Shabbos to always use it, only when you need to, after every meal, don't do it constantly. Shevkosi gives a shkocho. A lot of people give a shkocho to it. The Gab was involved originally when it came out. Speaking to Reuben to ask Eliashiv the Shiloh. So Reuben had a board to Eliashiv. Eliashiv says, Toiv Lemechel. Toiv Lemechel, Sean, good for them during the week. And my say was, Kibbutz Godel did not want to matter it. Now, the way that Reuben said over, and I see he also now writes it, and I call it Chel Gimel, that first of all, he held that everyone has a Bayam, Sansuga of Damu Nefesh of Chavolo. He thinks everyone has a Chash, especially if you give it over to the Tzibur, even if certain people won't have a problem, to matter toothbrushes when people have a Bayam, Sansuga of Chavolo, you can't do that. Aleph. Second, he says, they're spaced apart. Spaced apart. Over here, Abiyasha says, and now what's the share? How much space apart? What company can do space apart? This amount, another one this amount, and give it over to Kol Yochid V'Yochid, what exactly the share over here is, you end up having these things that might not also. Like one of my is a Shiloh. So coming along to lead to Mechshalom over here, we can't matter things that technically have an eight over there, it might look very good, but Maisa, people, lead to Mechshalim, Kfai Yisrael, and therefore says, yes, 100% more to your Mechol. Otherwise, in Shabbos, Maisa, you want to answer it. Now, people who have a Shabbos, they need to brush their teeth, and for health reasons, a lot of you should be listening, and not to go upon it. If you don't need to, Shalom, what is the correct and obvious to do on Shabbos?
Why doesn't the Moshe mention the problem of washing that Shiv Shah?
He doesn't, because Shiv Shah Dechol is looking at the water, right? Maybe.
No, washing the toothbrush is a little bit.
Oh, afterwards. No, it's not about rubbing it. What do you do? You rinse
rinsing it.
About rinsing it.
Do you rub it?
Could be. Not sure. I hear. Now, there's another case out there called contact lenses. Now, contact lenses, first in the market, there are two different types. Something called soft contact lenses and hard contact lenses. I've worn them both. I know they are. Won't sound challenge me, you know, I never to try them. Every time I try everything out. So, fine. So, first, they get to hard contact lenses.
Toothpaste on
the
finger is...
But Moshe has a Bayal Macher, yes.
And
other... So Bikil Master. No, so there is Shabbos toothpaste, which seems to be just a liquid. Now, well, Moshe might have an issue with it, because he always has to be very thin. But the ones they sell, Moshe seem to be thin. It's not toothpaste, it's not paste. It's toothwash. It's
mouthwash.
It's like mouthwash that goes on the toothbrush. Now, again, contact lenses, the hard contacts and the soft. First, you get the hard ones. The hard is straight. If you try to bend it, you'll crack it. On that case over there, negate to cleaning it, what people do, they rub it to clean it, and then they put into a saline solution to keep it fresh. Of course, you can go do that on Shabbos. The place can be, it can give it a get over clean. Can you wash and rub a plate? Yeah. Can you rinse a plate? Yeah. Can you soak a plate? Yeah. So make a hard contact, come on, every safer, it's not aser, no problem. Say rubbing it and say soaking it, there's no issue there. Or for Shabbos, when he's the first one, after then followed him, nice a hard contact and nice a motor. The main mevucha is soft contacts. That means they're bendable. They come on, they are, you can bend them back and forth. It's like a soft plastic. So there are different things to go do with it. First, you take them out of the eye, and it used to be that every day you would do shuf shuf. Now we'll get to what they do. They would rub it mamish. Now also, once in a while, you have a solution that you rub it with certain type of disinfection, take off the protein that gets built up upon the contact lenses. You do the act of shuf shuf, ma'aseh b'ikras from say, it's or rach, we give it chosh or rach, you get a stick of the right of shuf shuf, chosh b'yoser. Like soft plastic, 40% balea of water, yes. And therefore, this is worse than plastic.
Is plastic or
it's not? It's bends back and forth, and it's even balea of water.
Why is it not like
Nitzis?
Nitzis
is off the jacket. This is a shif-shif. You can do shif-shif on plastic. You have a soft plastic type of gold. You shif-shif, but it can apply to your be mat.
That's
for the same idea as shif-shif over here. What? The protein is kind of being built inside the contact lens over here. Crumbs are certainly clearly on top. This is.
So maybe the germs are also on top, whatever they are.
Again, certainly has a bayah like or can do shif shif.
If crumbs not, it's on top, it's no problem.
But it can do shif shif on protein that's on or. So it's like protein on or.
Are we saying now that there's types of plastic that are available?
No, this happens to be that it's balea, but that's not our point of view. Plastic is not balea. This type of contact lens is balea, but that's not the point. The point is, it's like orach shiv shiv with a chashter eisel. Therefore, b'yashiv and the chodashoni and the rivers of right and nashik lard because being the camel of the mice, they want to answer shuf shuf to rub it on the soft contact lenses. Now there is a yavakish Torah that he points out that the poskim who are answering it, the Orach HaShabbos says that he. Is aliyashiv and avosner and miskuel is even against it. Disinfecting. So in the case of washing, shifshuf should be also. Kamaisi says ayes of Reisner Wiener, that is the doctor over here, his brother-in-law, and Reisner Wiener says that avosner and miskuel the ma'aser are makel on shifshuf. So how can Ruben say they ask the shifshuf and then ma'aser makel on shifshuf? So I guess you'll find out what Reisner Wiener holds, what is really avosner and miskuel hold, because they're quoting the same people and they're saying two different halachas over here. That's your problem, correct? Neither one's Miksav. Orcha Shabbos is Miksav. He wrote in the back Orcha Shabbos. And Yavakishtar is Miksav, right. So Yavakishtar is Kofar Rumen and says, you can say what you want, but Yosef Wiener told me otherwise. So I guess we'll find out. We'll find out if that's true or not. But Maisa, make this one say, do Shiv Shiv on soft contact lens, and the Maisa over here is Ulcer, Aleph. Second, after you take out your soft contact lenses, if you leave them out, for a couple of minutes, it starts getting hard. The longer you leave them out, it gets harder and harder. And then if you find them an hour later on the counter, if you push them down, you crack them. It's solid. What do you want to do? You want to pick it up and put it inside the saline solution to soften it, to make it better, to work it out, make the plastic now usable, put it inside the eyes. After it got hard, I allowed to put it inside the saline solution. Come along, Shalom Zalman, Shemesh Shabbat, and Falk, Maisa, and Aser it. The Falk says it's a Ma'abed Dereiso. Is also second over here, and therefore there's a big tumult. Which issue we're discussing over here? But it sounds like there should be an issue over here. Either it's ma'abed or second mono. Now, if you want, there's a new sefer that came out. Ein habadulayach, a whole sefer on contact lenses. A whole entire sefer on contact lenses. One to get to the mikvah, one to get to Shabbos. He has 100 pages to get to how to use contacts on Shabbos. He gets involved. He wants to argue. It's not ma'abed. Only wants to say it's masakin. Fine. Yeah, he has like 30 pages discussing it, trying to read it last night. He's shlotim. Now, that's the second thing. So, number one, shiv shiv the chur should be usur. When it gets hard, put it in the saline, should be usur. Third thing. Now, the third and fourth is really when you take out the contact lenses, you put it either into a disinfecting solution, or you put in a saline solution. There are two different things. A saline solution is basically just to keep it fresh. A disinfecting is a solution that cleans it. Basically, what they call today a 3-in-1 or 5-in-1, These are things that disinfect it. I mean, not only do they keep it fresh, they're also doing the act of cleansing it. So let's first take something that's disinfecting it. I not put your lenses inside a disinfection solution. Whether you put the tablet there, not the tablet there, put that to the side. Even without the tablet, just inside the infection, disinfecting solution. So come on to Ur for Shabbos and says, let's analyze Ur. Why but Ur is shift shift over here, give me a case that's going to be also the Raiso. Mashenke, in the case of Shirusai, or the case of the Sinus Mai, Mice is Motor. He points out, why? Because how do you clean Ur? Putting underneath water does not really work. The idea of soaking doesn't really work. Mashenke, in the case of Ur, shift shift does work. If so, let's say you can do the act of shift shift without doing shift shift, without rubbing. There's no din, no isin or shift shift per se. It's doing the act that works over here to clean it. So we came along today and we made a disinfecting solution that does the act of shift shift. When you're rubbing it, you came along to answer it. If so, even don't rub it, but since this is the pu'ula of Ka'ini rubbing it, it has the same mile of rubbing it, you should come along to answer it. The Ur for Shabbos says he went to Liashim who agreed with him. He has a letter from Vozin that agreed with him. And the Issa Bissikurelis and he also agreed with him. They want to come along and say it's also to use this disinfection solution.
Disinfecting is called washing.
Has a get of shif shif.
It's washing, it's just taking off the bacteria.
What you usually do shif shif for it. Shif shif be also. It takes off the bacteria.
It's not dirt.
It takes off the bacteria. Shif shif is also. We now have chemicals can do the same act over here. There's no din in shif shif. You have the same chemicals can do the same act as shif shif. Nivim Nashikon has a shiva about it. He said, mice, it should be ulcer.
Bacteria is dirt.
Bacteria is an act. Yeah, removing. Yeah, it will hurt you. After all, it hurts your eye. It is. It builds up and after it hurts you. It bothers you.
If it doesn't bother you on some baggage, then it should be a kibbis.
It's cleaning. Again, do you agree shif shif is ulcer? Do you agree shift shift is also? Again, I'm not sure you argue. The two places you can argue. You can say shift shift is water. Say shift shift is also, but disinfecting is water. Which one are you arguing about?
Shift shift should also be
water. Okay, well, that's another question. You want? So you're not arguing on this, the Orchid Shabbos side. That you agree with is arguing shift shift. Divinity side. Say there's no dinner shift shift on contact lenses.
Not on contact lenses, if it's clean.
It's not clean, you're doing shift for a reason. You're taking off protein, you're taking off the bacteria, you have it served, you're doing a melech makshev, you're being makshev over here. It does bother you, it does. Over time it bothers you. Yes, it does. It hurts your eye. 100% hurts your eye. It is kibbutz, it bothers you. There's something in your eye, I sense it, I feel it. My senses feel it in my eye. I want more context.
Can you
use
your rail around the nail?
You're washing a fruit.
Same thing.
You wash a plate. What? I can wash or a plate, I have no problem.
Wash your hand.
We discussed it. Mishmur says you wash your hand. We asked why that's so. We allow washing hands. There's no kibbutz on hands. This is not your hands. This is or. Can you shift your hands? It's or. What's the answer, right? We discussed the last word. We said that. Rashi too says no problem. Mordechai says it's also. You're right. Mordechai agrees with you. But or again, this is a get of or. If it's shuf shuf also, yes. Why should it be different than shuf shuf?
Who said it's the same level of shuf shuf? Maybe it's still dirty.
Again, but it's getting something. I sense it. I feel it. I feel it in my eyes. I feel it. I sense it. In what context? You feel it in your eye when it's not clean. You feel it. I feel the food. It hurts. It burns your eyes. It hurts your eyes. Well, you don't clean it. It hurts you. You sense it.
What if you're just worried about getting infected? That's not the
still you feel it. You still sense
see,
it.
You don't feel it. It's just something you're worried about getting.
But that's outside of Shady.
Oh.
For disinfecting solution over here. Myself. Does do a good of a job as Mishaf Sheif. You can start arguing. But Ikea also. Why are you putting it inside the solution? The main reason is just keep it fresh. That's your main point over here. And you can argue it's not really nicker what you're doing over here. Again, we know that's happening. It's interesting that Orko Shabbos quotes the Chodeshani that he said he agreed him to answer it. Chodeshani, the Maisit Sefer, says the Maisit Smoter. Rav Vozner wrote a letter somehow to Aruvim, the Maisit asked it. Because Ish went over to him, explained to him, and he said, Maisit agrees the Chodeshani should be Smoter over here. Va'oid, the Orko Shabbos himself, and Chelo Chelekimel says, the afternoon was here, Smoter explained to me what exactly the point of this disinfecting solution over here is. They point out that you do not have to really clean it only once every 2 weeks. It's not need to be done every single night. No real mamboshes every single night. This builds up over time. And therefore, there's no akshavei every single time you do it on Shabbos. There's no real milah doing it. This, we do it. Why not? Easier. We have it anyway. It's 5-in-1, 3-in-1, the same price. There's no difference over here. No real milah. So he ends up saying, I stick to my guns, still a tosser. But he's stuck, you know the option. Makom tzarich, yeah, you can be mekel. That means Bekri is saying, he himself, he's a rosh ha-machmirim to asad, using this solution, he came along and said, Makom tzarich, not that simple that I'm really being machshir the pool I'm doing. Shifshuf, I'm doing a pool of cleaning. Here, the solution I'm doing, be'ikr, keep it fresh. Agav, there's a mile or two that might take all the protein that will affect it over time in a couple of weeks. There's a shivas over here, the pool I'm doing over here. Yesh l'nahar be'ikr to ask over here. Be'ikr, the Shalom say, and either doesn't want to argue, or himself, Be'ikr wants to be chayz, and say there's no real isser per se, and he can't use this solution over here. Therefore, the Isra Shah, Megiz Matir, Ashtubach is Matir, Vezir Fahim, Mishmir Shabbos, Bad Yosef, Vakshtoya, the position, all the Ikhil Maisa come up to matter it. Certainly, the fourth thing over here, of a saline solution that keeps it fresh over here, that Maisa, I don't see command anybody except for one Sevil, and I mean, I'm sure of Yashiv, but Chutz from him, Ikhil Matan and Maisa should be motor over here, because keeping it fresh, not Shiloh, you're not doing anything over here, just keeping it easier to put inside the eye for next time. So come down and get the contact lenses, there are four things over here. Shuf, I think should be ulcer. A case when it gets hard and we'll put it back inside the water should also be ulcer. However, to use the disinfecting solution or the saline solution, the mice should not be a problem. To end off this simon over here, the last sif should gimel over here. We have a local about a person, a sugya daf kuf mem tes, they should not look inside a mara on Shabbos. Inside the sugya during the week, he not look inside a mara as lo yilbash. On Shabbos, not to look inside of a mara. Now the question is, what type of mara are we discussing over here? Machlok is among the Rishonim are discussing all maras, only a mara of mateches, of metal. The way how the big three, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, they say only a metal mara you cannot look inside. And therefore the Machab brings down only a case of a metal mara. That's number one. Number two of the Klal over here says the Machab has to be a mara that has some sharpness to it, Harifa. Otherwise, what's a Kshash? You might look in the mirror, oh, this hair is white or too long, whatever, I want to cut it off over here. But you can't ask Leobash, but it's too long over here and I want to cut it off. So you might come to use the mirror to cut it off. So the mirror itself has to be sharp. If it's not sharp, says the Mishnah, we're not chayshish, look in the mirror, oh my, and go get a scissor. That the mirror itself has to be sharp. So if the mirror is sharp and it's mateches, then you have a bayah to use, look inside of it on Shabbos. Now let's make it practical. At your Shabbos meal, you have two forks, you have a knife, you have a spoon. You pick up the knife, how it looks inside the reflection. The knife is metal. It's sharp over here. Can you look inside of a knife with your reflection over here? Is there an iser mitzad? You have a shash? Maybe you'll... Oh my gosh, I'm not that bidiyuk. I have to wear a frack. Look nice over here. I have to mamish look very good. Dignified. I have to cut off the hair. So the clergyman from Zalman, this question is, Mesopik, you've allowed to look in the reflection of a knife. The Erlitzian, he writes this question, he says, ulcer. Erlitzian says, you cannot look at the reflection of a knife based upon this mechaber. And the Pashas, you read the Mishnah Berurah, and Mishnah Berurah says, what is the chashash over here? He says, why Hashem yishkach v'yaseh k'darkoi b'chol. The chashash is what? You might do something that during the week they would do, here also on Shabbos they will do. I don't know if anyone here during the week will take a knife and go cut any hair. So I think the reading of the Mishnah Berurah should not answer it. I'm not clear even what the Sovereign Shalom Zalman is, or I'm going to come to Machmer. Baruch Hashem, I see the Issa question of Chaim Kniyavsky. They roll back. Ain't a serial kach. I'm knives. I'm not made to cut your ears. Before I do not have to worry about looking inside a reflection inside a knife. Now, just to end off, interesting Shiloh. Let's say Shalom on Shabbos got something dirty. His toy, his silk toy got dirty. I'm Tech Baholo. He washed it underneath the sink. And now he realized, oh my gosh, I was even this over here. What to go do? It's a case of mazed. It's a Maisa Shabbos. And the is the tie Osla Oilam? Or yeah? I said silk tie. I was very clear to say silk tie over here. Is it us? And Tarik Ba'ala, our Chashulun says, Nichol Geda of Deraiso, of Amazed. Our Chashulun says that. He knew, everyone knows, but I can't, my Gucci tie, I have to go wash it, or whatever the ties are. The H, what's the H? The remain tie, right? The remain tie. So I try to hold it, overwhelmed by the moment. It's just some seltzer, drop a seltzer on top of it to clean it over here. So the maisa is it osloilum? So Benish Chai says, one taina should be Rav Palim should be Osloilim, right? The Benish Chayit discusses that maybe you have an Eitzah to dirty it again and then clean it again, to undo what you did. Now, if you just realize the Benish Chayit and the Rav Palim are the same person, one says Osloilim, you don't have this Eitzah, one says you do have this Eitzah. That's the shail over here. But the Avadah is not good to wash it on Shabbos, because maybe you have to burn it and get rid of it. Yesh Lotan. Fine. Don't burn it on Shabbos. Burn it after Shabbos. Now, fine. You have to talk to people. Anyway, Michal Shabbos. My Ben Shem now we're starting Chazorah. Ben Shem will be a test next week. That's Smoker Rabbah.
Next week. What day is the test? Okay.